Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. As we head into the weekend, Papagano's forecast, mostly sunny today, a high near 53. Rain tonight, low around 43. A chance of rain tomorrow morning, then showers in the afternoon, a high around 59. On Sunday, Halloween, a chance of rain in the morning and showers after that, mostly cloudy with a high near 60. We'll get the full details on our tri-state forecast coming your way in just a few minutes. A Salisbury man is free on bond after taking a butcher knife to a girlfriend. In a story in this morning's Republican American by Bridget Ruthman, a 36-year-old Salisbury man accused of brutally beating his girlfriend and chopping her hair off with a butcher knife is free on $50,000 bond while awaiting prosecution. Patrick Kepok was arraigned Wednesday in Torrington Superior Court on multiple domestic violence charges, including assault, strangulation, and threatening. His family posted his $50,000 bond. He was found to be highly intoxicated, according to police, after a neighbor called 911 upon hearing sounds of a fight and a woman crying coming from 19 Main Street on Tuesday at 9:40. Troopers said they found pieces of a note he had written, then ripped up and thrown away, that said in part, "How does it feel to lose the only person that thought differently of you and treated you how you deserve to be treated? But my love was taken advantage of by your promiscuity. Congrats, you finally sent me over the edge. That video you sent was the final straw. I'm sorry, but we're over." He claimed to be the son of a retired police officer, telling police, "Don't you know who I am?" In New York State, more trouble for Andrew Cuomo. Former Governor Cuomo has been accused of forcibly touching a woman at the executive mansion late last year in a criminal complaint filed in Albany City Court. The Albany County Sheriff's Office filed a complaint accusing the governor of reaching under the blouse of a woman and grabbing her left breast in the late afternoon of December 7th, 2020, an alleged incident that helped lead to Cuomo's downfall as governor in August. The complaint filed by investigator Amy Kowalski accused Cuomo of knowingly and intentionally committing the crime of forcible touching, a Class A misdemeanor. He's scheduled to appear in court on November 17th. The victim's name has been redacted in a copy of the complaint provided by the State Office of the Court Administration, which she had previously publicly identified herself as Brittany Comasino, 33, an executive assistant to the governor. In New York State, so few students took the New York State annual test in math and ELA this past spring, about 40% statewide, as state officials went out of their way Thursday to downplay the significance of the results. The scores do not, and I stress, do not tell the whole story as it relates to student performance, according to the state education commissioner. Officials discouraged all comparisons of test results between school districts, between a district and state, between this year's results and past results, saying that the low turnout numbers made doing so rather pointless during a normal year. Even with opt-outs, more than 80% of eligible students take tests. In Massachusetts, Tri-Town Health has kept indoor masking guidance in effect. The directive supporting indoor masking at public spaces in Lee, Lenox, and Stockbridge remains active, at least in spirit, but with clarifications pending on how small-scale events such as weddings and other celebrations are affected. In North Canaan, Region 1 reports they've received notification about positive cases for coronavirus. A family member of two North Canaan elementary school students, one in middle school, one in elementary school, tested positive for coronavirus. The family member has never been in the building and has had no contact with any staff or students other than the students who live in the home. All family members will remain at home from quarantine per CDC preferred guidance. There has been no close contact within 6 feet or 15 minutes or longer within a 24-hour period in the school, so there was no need to close any classrooms at this time. A Halloween drive-through spooktacular at Maplebrook School main campus happens on October 29th and 30th from 6 to 9 p.m., $10 per car. Proceeds will benefit the Sunday in the Country food drive. Theme zones, treats for kids, costumes encouraged, and fun for the whole family. The Ankrum Opera House presents Crystal Radio Seance. Ankrum Opera House presents That Seance. It's a sessions update. The local outpost from New York City reading series showcasing the poetry, fiction, and personal essays and creative nonfiction of established and emerging writers from the Hudson Valley. The series is curated by Ashley Main, Saturday, October 30th at 7. They bring Crystal Radio Sessions upstate to the Hilltop Barn and Roller Jansen Park in Hillsdale for an autumn evening of live storytelling under the stars. It's a seasonal edition, includes stories exploring the eldritch, uncanny, and sublime. The in-person event will feature actors and actresses. More information, ankrumoperahouse.org. Ankrum Firehouse in Ankrum, New York, has a trick-or-treat Halloween night coming up on Sunday, October 31st from 4 till 6 p.m. Mass required, first come, first serve. Notice to all North Canaan residents on October 31st, they'll be closing Bragg Street and Prospect Street from 5 till 8 p.m. There'll also be local traffic-only signs at the intersection of Quinn and West Main Street to the intersection of Bragg Street. This will allow all the trick-or-treaters to navigate the area safely. The best parking option will be in the Town Hall parking lot or North Canaan Elementary School. Traffic will be open on P Street. If you have any questions or concerns, contact the Town Hall. In Falls Village on Sunday at 5 p.m. on Main Street, the Recreation Commission is organizing a trunk-or-treat event on Main Street this year. On Halloween night, they're inviting all Falls Village residents, families, and local businesses and organizations to participate. The community event will provide Falls Village families with a central, outdoor, safe, and fun place to trick-or-treat. Registration for the event is free, and prizes will be awarded for the best decorated vehicles and displays. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 35,730.48, the NASDAQ at 15,448.12, and the S&P 500 at 4596.42. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.